Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning from the Blog Talk Radio studios. Jeff Wirtz back with another edition of 15 Minutes of Fan. Before we get into the NHL and NBA playoffs, quick note from the NFL. If you are just waking up with us, breaking news coming from the NFL in the last few hours. Former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez was found dead in his prison cell. Of course, he was facing a life sentence for the murder conviction a few years ago. He just was out of another court appearance in which he was found not guilty, but was sentenced to life early on last year, but just a couple of days ago, acquitted of a double murder. This morning, he was found dead, seemingly an apparent suicide. He was in solitary confinement at the time, so really no doubt that it was a suicide. He was hanging from a bed sheet attached to his cell window, according to press releases today from the county jail, the Massachusetts prisons officials yesterday, or excuse me, the Department of Corrections spokesman Christopher Fallon had a statement right around 3 a.m. Eastern time. They found Aaron Hernandez dead of an apparent suicide. So the former New England Patriots tight end and life sentencer, not a situation to joke about, but a very, very tough situation, and one that you just had to wonder what was weighing on Hernandez's mind in this situation. But again, Aaron Hernandez found dead in his prison cell at 27 years of age, just around 3 a.m. Eastern time this morning, found dead in his cell at the Souza Baranowski Correctional Center in Shirley, Massachusetts. All right, let's move to baseball now. We'll get to the NBA and NHL, because there were plenty of great games in the playoffs last night. But want to talk first about that game at the K last night. As I said yesterday, things can change dramatically. In one day, baseball is a crazy thing. Baseball, you have to have a short memory. Baseball can turn on a dime. And that's exactly what we saw last night with this game between San Francisco and Kansas City. What a difference a day makes. This Kansas City offense looked like it was going to be a force to be reckoned with, coming off of a big-time performance in their last series. They were just pitiful last night. Let's just call a spade. They were just pitiful last night. A extra innings ball game for the Royals last night. The Giants do get the 2-1 victory. It was a Joe Panic hit in the top of the 11th that gave the Giants the lead. Really back and forth the entire time. The only really no offense the entire time, pitching duel, but. The only bright spot for the Royals, Whit Merrifield, with a long, long home run, little less than 400 feet, did that go. Just a big, big time hit for Whit Merrifield, and it just wasn't enough. Again, this offense is just bad. You know, I struggled the majority of the evening. trying to pinpoint exactly what is the problem with this offense? What exactly is the problem with the Sticks right now? And, you know, it would be easy to put it on one guy. It would be easy to put it on Alex Gordon batting 192. It would be easy to put it on Brandon Moss, who can't hit anything. Brandon Moss couldn't hit anything recently. He finally comes out yesterday, two hits last night, actually has one of his better games, had his best game as a Kansas City Royal. So it would be easy to put it on a guy. It would be easy to put it on Eric Hosmer. I saw an ESPN article up today already putting it on Eric Hosmer. Haas has been bad. Haas has been – you're looking at a lineup right now. You're looking at a lineup that outside of Whit Merrifield, who small sample size, outside of that, you're looking at a lineup. Let me just read this lineup to you. Alex Gordon, 192. Mike Moustakas, 283. That one I'll take. Lorenzo Cain, 356. Love it. Eric Hosmer, 200. Salvador Perez, 280. Alcides Escobar, 217. Raul Mondesi Jr., 114. None of these guys have hit the ball where they need to. And a lot of those are just bad luck outs. There were a couple last night that were bad luck outs. Hard hit balls just at directly an outfielder or an infielder. Directly. So no problem. Hard luck outs. I get that. But you look at I'm going to pick on him. I'm going to pick on Eric Hosmer just a little bit. Eric Hosmer, going into this season, a lot of people, and it's a joke. Let's face it, it's a joke. They're coming for that Royals home run record. Steve Balboni hit like 30 home runs. Whatever. It's a joke that they're coming for that record. Coming for the Royals home run record wouldn't be that big of a deal, quite frankly. Going into the season, I think Eric Hosmer was the candidate to do that. If there was going to be someone that aimed at that record, it was Eric Hosmer. Now, Eric Hosmer can't even get the ball out of the infield. Eric Hosmer can't get the ball off the ground. Eric Hosmer is a fly ball hitter. Eric Hosmer is there to drive the ball to deep, all of the outfields, into the gaps, do whatever, push a run across, do what he can. And all he's doing is hitting liners and rolling over pitches. That's all he's doing right now. Of his hits, 70% of them have been on the ground. If he can't get the ball up, Eric Hosmer's going to have a long year. If he can't lift the ball a little bit, it's going to be a long, long year for Eric Hosmer. And in a guy with a contract coming up, Eric Hosmer's got to start hitting. There is a double side to this contract here. And we talk about this contract here all the time. There are two sides to this. If Eric Hosmer rakes, the Royals succeed. He also gets a contract elsewhere, but goes with multiple guys. If Eric Hosmer hits, if Mike Moustakas hits, if these guys succeed, then the Royals will go far. Yes, they may go another place next year, but the Royals will go far. Right now, these guys are lifetime Royals. And that's not a compliment. The things need to change quickly with this lineup. Quick look at what they've got going on tonight. Well, let's face it. We know what they have going on tonight. We've had this game circled on the calendar for weeks now. For the first time since that series, Madison Bumgarner comes back to the K. This is a different Bumgarner. This is a Bumgarner that's his ERA is almost 3.5. This is a Bumgarner that has been beat up in his first three outings. 0-2 in his first three starts. He just all sorts of beat up all throughout the last couple of games. But just not a good effort at all by Bumgarner this season. Kansas City has to jump on this. They have to jump on it, and they have to jump on it early. Get through the first couple of times in the lineup, make a little bit of dent in Bumgarner, and you may see him out early. And I like that. Get to him early. That is exactly what Kansas City needs to do. They have to find a way to get the bats. They have to, because they're not going to win this game 1-0. It's not going to happen against the San Francisco team. They're not going to win a game. They're not going to get a win with less than two runs. So they have to get to Bumgarner early, or it's going to be a long, long night. On the opposition, it is Jason Vargas going to the mound for Kansas City. He is 2-0, a microscopic ERA, still under one. Had a very nice outing in his last shot against the A's, 7 2/3 scoreless just a couple of days ago. He was going very, very well. Four hits in that game and struck out 8. So a big-time effort for Vargas. He hopes to try to continue that again. So again, Bumgarner against Vargas tonight at the K, 7:15 tonight for Giants and Royals. All right, to the NBA now. Playoffs last night in the NBA. It was game two for the Raptors and the Bucks. It was Toronto getting a big-time effort out of Kyle Lowry once again last night, 22 points, and the Raptors take game two, 106-100. That series now tied at a game apiece. This series has caused some big-time controversy in Beantown. It was the Bulls, the Chicago Bulls, the 8th seed, getting the 111-97 victory over the Seas last night. The Celtics go down 2-0. This one would be big. And it's being thrown around already. Brad Stevens, the hot seat, the hot seat, the hot seat. Who cares about the hot seat? Brad Stevens is going to win games. The Celtics are going to get into this series, but right now things don't look pretty. And the Celtics team just looked defeated last night. Late in this ballgame, they just looked tired. They looked defeated, and they looked like a team that didn't know what hit them at this point, quite frankly. But again, the Bulls get the 111-97 victory over the Celtics. And in the late game, it was the Clippers tying up their series with the Utah Jazz, 99-91. Chris Paul with 21 points and 10 dimes in the game. And the Clippers get the 8-point win, 99-91. Games tonight, in the NBA. It is Hawks Wizards game two of that series, with Washington leading 1-0. Houston tries to get a second game in their series against the Thunder. That one going on in Houston tonight. The Rockets already leading that series 1-0. And in the late game, this Golden State trying to get by the Portland Trail Blazers. That a 9:30 start. All of you games on TNT tonight. So do check that out. Warriors, Trailblazers, the late game. Golden State already leading that series 1-0 after really not having any problem with the Blazers in the first round. So three games tonight in the NBA: Hawks, Wizards, Thunder, Rockets, and Trailblazers, Warriors. In the NHL last night, three games going on last night. The Rangers get their second win of the series in game four. They tie it up 2 games apiece with a 2-1 victory over the Montreal Canadiens. The Columbus Blue Jackets get a victory. They stay in their series with the Penguins after a 5-4 win last night. Two goals in the third period gave Columbus the victory over the Penguins. And in the late game, this one wasn't even a game. The Sharks, the San Jose Sharks, get a 7-0 victory over the Edmonton Oilers last night. 7-0. Absolutely tore up Edmonton last night. And they get the game 4 win and tie the series once again at 2 games apiece. The Sharks were scoring last night. And that is incredible for the rest of this series. If San Jose can continue the offense, and that's going to be tough, continuing a 7-point offense. But if they can continue the move to the puck like they have been, they scored 4 goals in the second period alone. And if they can continue that, this may be a long, quick series for the Edmonton Oilers. But again, 7-0, the score last night for the Sharks. That series tied at 2 games apiece. Games tonight in the NHL, 4 of them tonight. For hockey, it is the Maple Leafs trying to push out their lead over the Washington Capitals tonight. That game 4 of their series, the Maple Leafs now 2-1 leaders. The Washington Senators, taking on Boston tonight. Washington with the 2-1 series lead. The Ottawa Senators. The Washington Senators were an old baseball team. I'm sorry. The Ottawa Senators with a game tonight against the Bruins. The Senators lead that series 2-1. The Wild and Blues. The Blues trying to take their series. They can sweep the series tonight, taking on the Minnesota Wild. That an 8:30 start on NBC Sports Network. The Blues hope to get the sweep in that series. Also going for a sweep are the Anaheim Ducks. They take on the Calgary Flames tonight. That one on USA. Check out a couple of these games tonight. Maple Leafs Capitals on NBC Sports Network, as well as Wild Blues. Senators Bruins on USA. And Ducks Flames close it out tonight on USA as well. So a full night of games. We have four games in basketball, 4 games in hockey going on, as well as an excellent Royals game tonight. Again, Bumgarner taking on Vargas at the K tonight, 7:15. So again, I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again today. If you can't find sports on television tonight, you're just not looking. All right, that's all I've got for you today. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. We'll break down the entire slate of games from this evening's action, plus what's going on tomorrow in the world of sports. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fan.